Right in the middle of a conversation with Betsy and Mesa, trying to determine what to do on or how to go about updating your kitchen. Ray had said, decide what you want to do with your countertops, because that color match will really affect what kind of color application we do for your cabinets. And Betsy, what made y'all go with Corian to begin with? Was it because it was trendy, or because it was sold as a 50-year countertop? Because it really is. It is a manufactured acrylic surface that's color solid all the way through. So no matter how beat up, dinked, or worn it gets, you just sand it a little bit, and it takes a long time to sand through that 3/4-inch surface. So you're 16. You're only a third of the way through the expected life of that countertop. Are you just tired of it, or do you want to go ahead and take advantage of the investment you put in it for that time length?
Well, we originally chose it because at the time, granite was prohibitively expensive, and we really liked the Corian again because of the durability, and it was we're a little more on the conservative side in terms of our choices, and so it was fairly neutral, which we liked. But the countertops are definitely something we would consider. We just aren't really quite sure if it's going to be necessary with refinishing the counter or cabinets or, it's definitely something we're open to. I just don't want to end up with a design or a granite that looks, just kind of looks old in a few years in terms of the pattern. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. And also, you know, being conservative with that countertop, we definitely could create a design that you could keep that Corian countertop. One area you would also want to bring into play is your flooring, your tile, and to create a design that fits your needs, Betsy. If the color that we choose goes with your flooring, your backsplash, if you have one, and your countertop, it is going to make sense. And it is something, as far as design goes, I think it's something that makes you comfortable and makes you feel good, because it is all wants and needs. But if it's done correctly, as far as colors, hues, and if you want to make a little twist of, I'm not too certain if I saw an island there, but if you wanted to have a little contemporary twist to it, your design, you could do your uppers and lowers in one color, maybe a stain grade that goes with your tile or countertop, and then maybe pick or pull a color from your Corian and do an accent color on your island.
That would be something we could probably consider. I think when we first started this process a month or so ago, seriously looking at it, we were pretty overwhelmed by the choices. So we Yes. have looked into some flooring. If I had unlimited funds, it'd probably be really easy. But we've looked at maybe updating the flooring. I really like the tile. I love the wood look tile.
Okay.
But I think, like I said, we would be open to that, but boy, it's just overwhelming when you go into a place that has tile and carpet and all the different things. And then you kind of just get stopped and say, okay, yeah, I have no idea what to do, so we're not going to do anything right now.
Yeah. And that's kind of what Ray of Light, provides, is when we come in to give you a bid proposal on the work that being done on your kitchen, refinishing, the design when we talk to you about the possibilities, we could definitely help you with your choices in the flooring or countertops if you choose to go in that direction. But we could definitely help you with color choices.
And if you got completely done with this project, Betsy, and said, I did everything perfect and wouldn't change a thing, you'd be the first person in the history of home ownership that said that.
Huh, that sounds like a challenge. I like that you have a background that's artistic and creative. neither my husband or I feel like we have much of that sort of talent. And so I think anything that you could help us with or recommend would be appreciated.
Oh, definitely.
Let's talk about the cabinet refacing process. Fast forward, she gets her, she picks, she, let's say she stays with it for the benefit of everyone viewing her pictures that are on rosieonthehouse.com that she so graciously shared. It's kind of a peach color countertop. That might not be the right color. The artist might be better at identifying, but it's a light color.
It is a light color.
And it's a light color of the cabinets. If this was your kitchen, what color would you...
If I was to keep
those countertops,
the countertops, I would probably go with more of a contemporary feel, and go with maybe an opaque color, not a stain grade. Again, looking at these photos has a tendency of having a different hue in these pictures, so it's very difficult to accurately, you know, decide of what color we would do, whether it's opaque or stain grade.
And the process would be first you rip out all the doors and drawers.
Yeah, definitely. We take doors, drawers, take them to our shop, and we go from there.
And we'll where we go, we'll go to right after this.